Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are tipping off in South Sudan.
Kim, we're going to tip off in Juba, the capital of South Sudan, where a Minute Bowl Memorial Basketball Tournament is being played this week. Organizers and players say the competition is not only keeping alive the legacy of Bowl, who died 5 years ago, but also spreading messages of peace and developing South Sudan's basketball talent. Reporter Magumi Davis Walker-Ringe tells us more from Juba.
The theme of the Minute Bowl tournament is Sports Unite Us. The event features South Sudan's four leading teams, Malakia Basketball, the National Engineering Sports Club, Black Stars Basketball Club, and Imlatalata Basketball Club. Nicola Ball is Manute Ball's cousin. He played on Sudan's national basketball team between 1968 and 1988. He says he hopes this inaugural sporting event in memory of his famous NBA player will give South Sudanese a brief respite from 18 months of conflict.
We need our people to wipe their eyes from tears and to be happy for one day or two, for this whole week to be together. And we hope that this will bridge the boundaries between the tribes and sectionalism and all things that divide us from each other.
Nicola Ball says the important life lessons take away from what happens on a basketball court.
If somebody aggresses you, you try to forgive him. And that is how it is. In basketball, if you get an elbow, when you got an apology from your teammate or your colleague, you say sorry, no problem. We go ahead.
27-year-old Abraham Salva Mathok plays for the Black Stars. His team defeated Nimnatalata by a score of 68-45 in the first game of the tournament. But Mathok says there is more to the tournament than winning or losing a game of basketball.
This tournament is truly a positive thing and it contributes to our nation's unity. So I'm actually proud to be a part of it. And it can actually contribute to our unity. Yeah, Manute Bowl was a great man and he's definitely done a lot for our people. So us as the youth coming together and doing something for Manute Bowl to recognize his accomplishments is our small way of showing that this man is truly a great man.
Bowl played in the NBA for 10 years, from 1985 to 1995. For the former Washington Bullets, now known as the Wizards, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Miami Heat, and the newly crowned NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors.
Nice one from Kellerman. Nice score from Kellerman.
Ayel Marwal Lake, who goes by the name Awilo, was chosen as the most valuable player for scoring 14 points for Nimlatalata. 25-year-old Lake says Manute Bowl was the inspiration when he started playing basketball at age 12. Today he hopes to inspire other children to take up the sport and excel at it.
I wish every kid to enjoy basketball, to play, and we need South Sudan people in peace, people to come to the sport and play basketball, and we need to compete in every tournament in the world. For me, I wish, and I'll be working hard to be best player in the world.
Robert Ladu Benjamin is chairman of the South Sudan Basketball Association. He says that 5 years after Ball died, at the age of 47, the 7'7" basketball star continues to inspire many South Sudanese.
So he's a symbol that person, whether from the town or countryside, could make it if he's determined.
Manute Ball is remembered not only for his skills on the basketball court, but also for the charitable work he did for the people of South Sudan. To acknowledge his contribution, USAID and other partners helped construct a basketball court in the remote village of Turarey, where Ball was born. Event organizers say they are already planning for future Manute Ball tournaments and will invite teams from neighboring countries and some of Ball's former NBA teammates to take part in them. VOA. For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Ruakarinj in Juba.
This is Dikeme Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks to Kembe. And this reminder for our VOA basketball fans, the Congolese giant Dikembe Mutombo will be officially enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame on September 11th in the eastern U.S. city of Springfield, Massachusetts. In more basketball news, host Nigeria swept the men's and women's senior titles at a 3-on-3 regional tournament in Lagos. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, has more details for us.
Hosts Nigeria won most accolades at the 3-on-3 FIBA Afrique Zone 3 basketball tournament, which ended in Lagos on Sunday. Nigeria beat Ivory Coast 17-13 in the senior men's final, while Ghana outplayed Togo 18-14 in the bronze medal playoff. In the senior women's event, Nigeria outclassed Togo 21-9 in the final, while Benin dismissed Ghana 13-7 to claim third spots. Liberia pipped Ivory Coast 14-13 to triumph in the under-18 boys final, as Togo edged Nigeria 13-11 to clinch the bronze medal. Nigeria beat Benin 13-3 to win the women's under-18 final, and Togo clinched the bronze medal in the three-way contest. The event attracted teams from Benin, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Liberia, Senegal, Togo, and Nigeria.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Turning to athletics, Moroccan Amin Lalou clocked 3 minutes and 38.09 seconds to win the 1500 meters at the Bilbao International Meet in northern Spain on Sunday. Djibouti's world junior silver medalist Abdi Waiz Muhyiddin was second in a lifetime best of 3 minutes and 38.46 seconds. Moroccan Younis Esalhi prevailed in the men's 3000 meters, while Ethiopians Buse Diribe and Zwednesh Ayele triumphed in women's 3000 meters and 3000 meters steeplechase, respectively.
Turning to football, the quarterfinal field at the Women's World Cup in Canada is nearly set, with only one round of 16 match left to play. That match will take place later Tuesday night, and will feature world champion Japan facing off against the Netherlands. The winner will play Australia in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Round of 16 action Monday saw England come back from one goal down to defeat the Grasshoppers of Norway 2-1 in Canada's capital city of Ottawa. Lucy Bronze beat Norwegian goalkeeper Ingrid Hjelmseth with a beautiful strike from outside the box for the game-winning goal with 14 minutes left, and send the three Lionesses to a quarterfinal matchup with host Canada. Later on Tuesday night in the Western Canadian city of, on Monday night in Edmonton, the world number two USA defeated Colombia 2-0. Colombia was without starting keeper Sandra Sapoveda, who received a second yellow card in the final group stage match against England. Backup keeper Catalina Perez played well in the first half, but she received a red card just minutes into the second half when she took down U.S. striker Alex Morgan on a clear breakaway. Although the American women did not convert the ensuing penalty kick, Colombia was unable to maintain their solid defensive form with only 10 players. Morgan scored for the USA just 3 minutes later to give them the lead. After the game, Alex spoke about the team's struggles in the first half and the importance of getting a goal early after the break.
In the first half, it was really hard for us to break through their defense. So in the second half, after getting that PK and not converting, you know, we knew we had the momentum behind us, and thank God that we got it a little earlier, because if it was going to be down to the last 10 minutes, then you know Colombia was going to use some tactics to slow the game down. So I'm really happy I got that goal.
Alex Morgan wasn't the only one who was thrilled about scoring. as U.S. fans across the world celebrated a rare goal for their team in this tournament. The U.S. offense has not looked very dangerous at this World Cup after being held scoreless against Sweden and managing only one goal against 10-woman Nigeria. But the Americans still have plenty of reason to believe they can win the cup, as they have one of the best defenses in the tournament. Goalkeeper Hope Solo and a back line led by veteran Ali Krieger have not allowed a goal since the 27th minute of their opening group stage game against Sweden, a total of 33 minutes played without conceding a goal. Carly Lloyd added the USA's second goal from the penalty spot in the 66th minute against Colombia to secure the USA's advancement to the quarterfinals. They'll play China on Friday, but the American women will be without midfielders Megan Rapinoe and Lauren Holliday, who will both be serving one-game suspensions for receiving their second yellow cards of the tournament against Colombia. Finally, former world boxing champion Oscar De La Hoya says he's very serious about a possible return to the ring. The 42-year-old De La Hoya told ESPN.com that the chances of him fighting again are 50-50. The Golden Boy hasn't fought since December 2008, when he was knocked out in the eighth round by Manny Pacquiao in a welterweight bout in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oscar De La Hoya lost four of his last seven bouts to end his prize fighting career. He says if he does make a comeback, he'd like to fight middleweight champion Gennady Triple G Golovkin or have a rematch against undefeated welterweight champion Floyd Mayweather, who beat De La Hoya by split decision in 2007. I'm VOA Sonny.